Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right. Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob, Kelly, Dima, the whole crew is back. These guys have been in New Orleans for 2 days. Did a great job covering Sunbelt Media Day down there. Glad to have them back in the studio. Second segment today, we're going to hear from Blake Anderson and what he had to say at the Media Day. Pretty extensive soundbite from him. Kelly recorded how many interviews, Kelly, we're going to have for our football countdown?
15 or 16, Bob, including two bowl directors. I thought it was really interesting that the bowls are already out scouring and talking to teams about, hey, if you get in that situation, man, we'd love to have you.
One of the interviews Kelly did, an extensive interview with Commissioner Keith Gill. We'll have that ready for Monday. I think that's an important one to get out, and we'll preview that a little later. But let me go around the table here first. Dima, I'll start with you. Your observation of Media Day, how it went for the Sun Belt.
Well, first off, it's just a first-class venue, first-class presentation. The food is tremendous. The setup is really good. Power 5 level, Power 4 level setup, and they're just really, you know, helpful in everything you need. For example, kind of had a scheduling conflict for how they originally had me interviewed with Keith Gill, with him and me. And so I asked Sam, who's in charge of everything down there, and I said, hey, man, could we just maybe do him a little early? And he was like, absolutely. So he shoots me a text, Keith Gill's ready for you. And I was able to get him in before that scheduling conflict happened. So they're just really, obviously, really helpful to you. But on an actual Sunbelt Media note, from a Southern Miss note, and I know I said this a lot yesterday on a lot of the shows I was on, but certainly feel, to me, a lot better about Southern Miss football than I did coming into that event. Not saying they're going to be 9-3, 10-2. I'm not making like a huge jump like that. But certainly, after hearing from Blake Anderson, talking to Davis Dalton and Mathis Haygood, it's almost like a shift from what we were hearing in the spring of the confidence level, the strength and conditioning level, the way that Blake Anderson is kind of approaching this. It certainly, and Kelly, you can kind of comment on that. It certainly made me feel better, you know, going into the fall than I did coming out of spring.
Could not have said it any better. Again, I don't think the Eagles necessarily will contend for the West Division, although stranger things have happened. And Blake Anderson will tell you how he voted in the coaches' poll when we hear from him in the next segment.
Mystery solved.
But I think we have to. I think what Blake is trying to tell people is, remember, this is a Southern Miss team. They don't have to win the Big Ten. They don't have to win the Big 12 or the SEC. They have to win the Sun Belt. And when you talk to other coaches in the Sun Belt, they are just as handicapped as far as, other than Troy, who has a very talented and deep quarterback room, which is why the Trojans are picked in such a lofty position. But the Southern Miss situation is not that far different from a lot of the other teams in the league. Probably and I not. Think Coach Anderson is trying to tell people that.
That sort of leads me into the question I wanted to pose to both of you. And I'll stay with you and then we'll go to Dima. Now that you've seen all the coaches, what is the overview you took from that? Is it that it's a league with so many new players, we have no idea what to expect, or we expect these particular programs to be the programs that challenged? What was the overall vibe from the coaches, Kelly?
That the reason the teams that were projected to finish well was because they had experienced quarterbacks. And then other than that, it is a crapshoot.
Actually, I don't agree with that.
Okay.
I think the reason they're picked well is because of their emblem. I mean, I actually think that like James Madison, who's the quarterback?
I was talking about the West more than the East, but you're right.
But James Madison, you know, Billy Napier gets up and says, we have 64 new players on this roster, and they're low and away picked to win the Sun Belt. And then on the West side, like you said, Goose Crowder coming back from Troy. he wasn't spectacular last year by any means. You know, they kind of caught some fire late and was able to squeak one out here in Hattiesburg at the end of the season. But they were 8-4. You know, it wasn't like they were just tremendously good. The team that nobody talked about, at least in the sense of like feeling like they could win the title, is Marshall. Because Marshall, to me, seems to be the team that if you look at all the teams across the Sun Belt who's returning the most production, it's Marshall. They're returning their quarterback. He's preseason offensive player of the year. They have a good defense, a good coach.
Well, why are they not getting
it? I don't know. And like I said, that's why I think it's more about emblems right now than it is about rosters. But on Southern Miss, and it's something that Blake Anderson was talking to me about, he said, listen, you know, I don't know, you know, how good our two deep might be. You know, I don't know how good they are, but listen, we have probably 8 guys who can all play that position. Because when you go out and buy rooms like they had to do, you're still kind of getting equal talent, right? So he said for wide receiver example, we can roll out 8 guys and they're all about the same. You know, I don't know if they're good or not, but they can all do the same thing, which is incredibly important to have depth on your team. Mm-hmm. You know, say we've seen in the past where injuries have really derailed some of the seasons. We've seen in the past where, you know, maybe some position rooms just weren't as deep as the others. I don't think that's going to be the case this year. And on quarterback play, he said that he has never been this far in the summer where he just really doesn't know who his quarterback is going to be between 3 individuals. He said all 3 of them, you know, if you take numbers, if you take skill, if you take all these things, they're neck and neck. He said he doesn't know who's going to be the quarterback.
Well, you two guys surprised me about a couple of things. Number one, you surprised me that Jay Walker remembered that $30 I owed him. I couldn't believe that. But more importantly, you both left so pessimistic. You're like new babies. What did you see?
I think what really impressed me is that Blake Anderson, and again, this is just my point of view, that Blake Anderson was walking around like, y'all, I've done this before.
Yeah.
I've built teams before. I did it at Arkansas State. Hard to believe it was 12 years ago. And I did it at Utah State. Has the landscape of college football changed? Yes. But I've done this before. Would everybody just relax? No. I know what I'm doing.
That's interesting.
And that's reassuring to me.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more. And, you know, you saw some of the other coaches around there. And it might have been more just because there's a lot more Southern Miss media there and stuff. But you saw a lot of the other coaches, and you kind of just, like, saw them, you know, and glanced at them, and they were just gone. Blake Anderson, you know, walking around just kind of all high and dry, you know, who he wants to talk to, smiling, laughing, you know, it was – very much in the, like, hey, we're here, you know, I know what I'm doing, we're used to this. And I even asked him, and I said, listen, you've wanted to be a Southern Miss head coach your whole life. And now that you're here representing this university at Media Day, I mean, what is that like? And he said, it's an absolute honor. And I asked him a very important question, and Kelly, you might have asked him this in your interview that we're about to hear. And I said, listen, a lot of Southern Miss fans right now are thinking, okay, you're the 3rd head coach that's been at the Sun Belt Media Day in 4 seasons. What are you going to say to fans that are saying, like, can we see some continuity? Like, can you tell them, like, you're here to stay for a while? And he said, listen, I don't ever take a job where I'm not committed to be there until I die, unless the Lord has other plans for me, is what he told me. And so he said, I'm here. We're building this program up. He said, it may not be this year. It may not be next year. But he said he's certainly going to do everything he can to win.
Good.
He said, all it takes, he says, everything I do is just to win. And he said, that's why I picked us first. Because, listen, my standard doesn't change. He said, I don't care if we have 10 players or 50 players, right? Like, we're going to win football games. That's my standard, and that's why I picked us first in the West.
Well, I'm glad to hear that he's going to be here. I think that's the most important thing could happen, is for him to stay here 3, 4, 5 years.
And stabilize this program.
150%.
You talk about the status of the event, though, Bob. I think the guys with the eyes open the widest were the new kids on the block, the Louisiana Tech players, including Sonny Cumbie, the head coach, who you could tell when he made his presentation, he just looked around the room and goes, man, this.
Well, hell, he came from the Conference USA. It's like a helicopter reached down and rescued him out of the jungle.
I think he kind of joked that, you know, conference or the media day of Conference USA is like held in a phone booth.
Yeah.
And he said, man, this is just a first-class event, and Louisiana Tech is right. Just really proud to be here.
60 seconds left. The best food you ate down there, Kelly Center?
All of it. I left, you know, no stone unturned.
I will say that, of course, all of it, but I will say I was talking to some App State folks, and you were there, and this was after you had left lunch. And so I asked them how long they were staying. And they were like, oh, yeah, we're staying here a few more days. I said, okay, good. Where did y'all eat dinner last night? And they said, Longhorn.
What?
And I just put my hands on my head. I was like, there's no shot.
There's nothing you can do to help Yankees.
Yeah.
You can bring them down here. You can educate them, and they're still Yankees.
They were like,
there's a great example.
We just didn't really know of any local fooderies to eat at.
And New Orleans.
I told him, I literally said, walk out of this hotel and the first one you see, I guarantee it's better than Longhorn.
They're on every corner.
Pick one. It doesn't matter which one you go to.
And the Sun Belt announced that they have renewed their contract with the City of New Orleans. Media Day will be there July 20th and 21st of next year.
Well, just tell me they didn't announce a renewal, an extension of the contract in Montgomery for the baseball tournament.
I have baseball and basketball stuff with Keith Gill we can discuss.
That subject came up, Bob, as well as baseball scheduling of Coastal Carolina and Southern Miss.
All right, yep. Good deal. It's going to be a great few weeks. Football countdown starting next week on the Eagle Hour. When we come back, we're going to hear from Coach Anderson himself. Super Talk Eagle Hour. From the Southern Bank Course Studio. Opening segment sponsored by our good friends, Movie Star Restaurant. That's where I'm taking my lovely wife tonight. That's where you should go to. Open 6 days a week, including Friday night best buffets in the Pine Belt, serving it up for 25 plus years.
If App State asks that question in Hattiesburg, that's where you tell them to go.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This edition, or this segment of the Eagle Hour, sponsored by Eagle Tire West out on Highway 98 West. Matt Moore and his great family have been running Eagle Tire since 1985, just opened Eagle Tire West a few months ago. They sell Goodyear and all premium tire products. They do full service work on autos and cars. They're great guys, wonderful family, locally owned Eagle Tire West, Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg. Well, as you know, we've been talking the last couple of days. The guys were in New Orleans for 2 days covering the Sun Belt Media Day. And Kelly did a lot of interviews, Dima as well. Kelly had a chance to talk to the new head football coach, Blake Anderson. We want to bring that to you right now. Here's Anderson and Kelly Sander from Media Day in New Orleans.
All of these preseason prognostications are more for fun than anything else. But the fact that you had as many guys that you had to go out and get, 71 new players, and you're still picked in the middle of the pack, I think that's pretty optimistic.
Yeah, the fact that we're not picked dead last is pretty – yeah.
And I mean that with all due respect.
No, I expected us to be near the bottom in terms of everybody's eyes. I don't know if you noticed. I picked us to win the whole thing. I don't – why not?
Why not us?
Let's go.
So don't you think a lot of that has to do with the quarterback room, though? I mean, guys who had teams that have established quarterbacks.
Yeah, probably, as much as anything. But like you said, 70-plus new players. We don't really have any returning starters. I think Reed Herodine and Brock Roman are the only guys that started games for us last year. There's so much unknown. Without having named a starting quarterback, there's just nobody really knows what to expect. Neither do we.
Man, looking back, it's hard to believe that it's been 14 years since you were at Arkansas State. You know,
it's hard for you to. I've felt all of those. It's been a good run. Enjoyed my time here before, and made the rounds and make my way back. Find us in a different league than we were before, and a really, really strong league. So
the fact that you did what you did at Arkansas State, including the conference championships and over in Utah, but you built those teams differently under a different constraint, than you are.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, there's a lot of similarities, but the landscape is different. You know, the build at Arkansas State was more traditional. There really wasn't a transfer portal, so it was high school and JUCO guys with a handful of transfers. We did have some, but it wasn't a bunch. There was no, easy access to leave, and there was no NIL. So those championships were a little bit more traditional way to do it. Roll your sleeves up and develop. Got to Utah State, and the portal was in the mix, but there was no NIL. There was no rev share. So we brought about 50 new players in year one when we took the job at Utah State. And that championship we won there was very similar to the dynamic we're dealing with now with the absence of NIL and rev share.
So when you guys get started, you only have about, what, 3 weeks to get prepared for the first game?
Pretty much, yeah.
Something like that. So so when you roll up your sleeves and get to work, what's our priority list look like?
Well, we've got to solidify 2D. We haven't done that yet. There's too many new moving parts to have that really solidified. So we've got to, and with as we said, with over 70-something new players, that's a lot of moving parts. We've got to create a culture where these guys will play for each other. And so we've tried to spend a lot of time together. You know, eat a lot of meals together, do a lot of things outside of football together, in the meeting room, obviously on the field a good bit. But we need to come together as a unit. We can't be 70-something individuals. We've got to become a unit. I think the fall camp is identifying leaders, identifying who's going to start, who's going to play a role, and trying to gel together as much as possible.
And I have noticed on social media where the guys have been out in the community serving meals, reading children's books to the children in libraries. But I have a feeling, besides developing culture, you'd be having them do that anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think giving back to the community is huge. It is a big part, and especially in a place like Hattiesburg, a small college town, everybody knows your first name kind of place, a shake hands, look you in the eye kind of community. We needed to ramp that up, and so we've been out a lot. Also with how transitional college sports has become, with how many guys come and go, probably don't really know the tradition and history and true culture of Hattiesburg and Southern Miss. Well, what better way than get them out and get them connected to people in the community? So we've tried to get them involved as much as possible, create relationships, give back where we can. I mean, we're fundraising all the time as well. Give back to the people that are giving to us and making what we do possible. I think there's a million benefits to it, but maybe one of the best is just our guys getting to understand where they're at and becoming part of the fabric of the place itself.
Just putting it simplistically, the average fan, what side of the ball should they maybe be a little bit more patient with as the season goes on, the offensive side or the defensive side?
Wow. You know, there's... As I just said, there's not a single returning starter on either side. Both is the answer. I felt like in the spring the offense was a little bit ahead of the defense. Don't know why that is exactly. Just a feeling. Not that the defense didn't work or perform at all. Just for whatever reason, it felt like the offense clicked a little bit earlier. And we'll see if that stays true to form. We need both sides to play well to win. You know, I think the hardest part as a fan is figuring out who your new favorite is. Like, it's completely new. You're going to see new players at every position. There'll be a handful of guys. You'll see Briggs and Mathis and Davis and a handful of other guys, but there's just not a lot. It's mostly new bodies, and you're going to have to decide who your new favorite is real quick.
We haven't talked about special teams.
Yeah.
You know, the kicking game is always, you know, a real important aspect.
It's going to be huge.
But we haven't really talked about our personnel.
Yeah, but they always kind of get pushed to the side, don't they? I mean, the kind of nature of being a kicker or a punter.
That's why we want to get them some pub here today.
So Reed is back kicking off, and we'll still go with the youngster kicking field goals. We have a new punter in Dusty Zimmer. So they'll see a new punter going out. But, you know, they've seen Will Banks and they've seen Reed last year enough to have an idea who those guys are. Now, returners will be new guys. Most of those guys came in from the outside, and I mean, it could be a number of different guys back there. Punt returners, I can see Caden Saunders or A.J. Little real easily. Either one of those guys could be back. Kick returners, we got probably more to choose from, and we'll wait and see kind of who that turns out to be.
You were talking about how crazy the NIL and transfer portal is, and I think Coach Applewhite at South Al lost a kicker.
Yeah.
I mean, he was 17 for 18.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, why go take a guy that's unproven when you can buy a guy that's been proven? I mean, that's really what's happening.
Well, I'll tell
we're
you
all why. Being we're all being poached.
So. I'll tell you why. I don't have the money to.
Yeah, well, that's true. You got to have the money to spend, and clearly, we're not outspending anybody. We're trying to find value where others don't. Trying to maximize every penny that we do spend and make sure that it shows up on the field. They did a great job in the classroom in spring. They had the highest GPA we've ever had. Guys are giving back to the community. They're working their tails off. They're going to be fun to watch. I mean, I'm excited about what you know what we're undertaking, to be truthful.
Actually, I am too, Coach Anderson. I'll tell you why. Because talking to your colleagues, particularly in the West, they're going, there's nobody. I mean, Troy, I think people give the edge to because of the experience.
Well, they won it last year.
And the quarterback room, you know. Yeah. That they've got full, but they said other than that, they think the West is.
That's why. I think nowadays you're not going to know what a team is. Like all these preseason rankings are great, but nobody knows what a team looks like until we start playing somebody else.
All right, that's Blake Anderson, Kelly. I just heard it for myself for the first time. I see why you two guys are a little optimistic. Coach sounds like he's confident, realistic, and ready to tackle the job.
And the fact that there really isn't anybody out there that you would just say, and, you know, Dima made the point earlier about James Madison. Part of that's the Billy Napier, I think, coming in too, you know, from Florida, and he'd won the league at Louisiana before. But Blake Anderson was probably the most relaxed coach there.
Okay, which leads me to this final question before the break. Dima, I'll go with you, then Kelly. Describe the difference this year dealing with Blake Anderson at Media Day and last year Charles Huff.
Well, I wasn't at Media Day last year with Charles Huff. I was still in that kind of transitional period, but certainly got to experience him enough, you know, during the fall. It was funny because I was talking a lot to the Marshall reporters down there in Media Days this year, and I was telling them all the things that, you know, we had to go through with Charles Huff, and they said, oh, that's not surprising.
How about you, Kelly? What was the difference?
Blake Anderson's a guy that you could sit down and have a hamburger with and have a good time. Charles Huff, you hope you accidentally don't even make eye contact with his wife. I think that's the best.
No, I got to sit down with him one day at lunch, and he was cordial, I will say.
Sure.
That. But what was clear was he was ready to do the interview and get me the hell out of the office.
He was intense, wasn't he?
And Blake just seems... He seems happy and relaxed and having a good time.
Well, there's really no pressure.
Yeah, I was going to say there's nothing to lose you know, at this juncture.
Last comment about him. With all the tragedy he's faced in his life, it's good to hear him that happy and optimistic about stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, he really feels like this is where he wants to be.
Yeah,
doing what he loves to do. And he said, you'll never meet anybody more competitive than me, but that doesn't mean you have to be a jerk.
Right. Well, I just hope he's here for a long time. I want to see him here 4 or 5 years. I want to see some stability in the football program.
Can't hurt.
No, it can only help. Hey, as we head to the break, good friends at Forest Health remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but you are the most important player. Get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Now, you know, if you're going to do some weekend work around the house like Kelly does every weekend, home repair, home remodeling, home construction, do what Kelly does. He goes to MCS Home Center for all his supplies and products for the project home, lawn, or garden. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West. And Kelly, they sell peepers. I know you set on one pair. So they're not indestructible, but still very good.
And I actually had to go up from the 175s to the 2s.
In the last 3 months.
Yeah, well.
That is not a good trend. You realize that, right?
First thing to go is your eyesight.
Well.
And you could tell by some of the people I was talking to that my eyesight wasn't very good to begin with.
Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Your eyesight down there will be gorgeous because that's where you'll find Genesis sedans and SUVs, all at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership. They're located on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. They're great supporters of Southern Miss, as is Mobay Beignet Company. What a weekend for some beignets. 2902 Hardy Street. They make them when you come in and order them. They got great cold and hot coffees. Mo Babinier Company, just a wonderful dessert spot, don't you think?
Yeah, yesterday at Media Day, I got a shout out to Joe Bryant, you know, who sits in with John Cox on some of the broadcasts for basketball and so on. So I'm getting in the buffet line, and Joe Bryant.
Surprise, boy! There's something I didn't expect to hear.
Who comes in?
Wait, was this the first, second, or third time?
Doesn't matter, okay, but just stay with me on this story. So Joe Bryant like elbows his way in front of me, and I said, "Hey, Joe, you in a hurry?" And he said, "Well, if you're going through the line, I want to make sure there's some left."
Your reputation precedes you, Sandra.
Wow. You know, I've only been through twice. I mean, you know.
I mean, come on. did they have good Cajun food down there?
Oh, it was spectacular. What did we get?
Gumbo every day.
Gumbo every day, seafood gumbo.
Jambalaya.
We had some jambalaya, chicken that was kind of in that Creole sauce.
And they had the best sweet mashed potatoes. Not regular mashed potatoes, but really? Sweet potatoes that were mashed with some maple syrup in them. Man, it was just really good.
Kind of like being up in the press box during football, right?
Ooh.
No, a little different?
A little different.
And blueberry cheesecake for dessert.
All right, next year, Kelly, you'll be producing here. I'll be going with you.
Next year, we should take the show down there.
Let's do
the
show
whole thing.
From
you,
there
we can have
year.
There's Radio Row, and you set up your table, and there was about 30 different radio shows going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll do that. Why don't you guys tell me this before you hit the buffets?
Well, we wanted to make sure there's some food left.
Oh, okay. I see. Y'all wanted to check. You were just checking for my safety.
Like after everything was done yesterday, me and a couple other media guys, we went over to Drago's and just kind of looked around. And since we were there, we might as well get some charbroiled oysters and stuff. So we handled that. And then
enough.
Cafe Du Monde was kind of close.
Enough.
So we went and looked over there, and then we thought, well, we already walked over here. We might as well get some beignets too. So,
but they don't compare to the ones at Mobe Beignet Company.
Sorry, I brought this up. You know, I had a ham sandwich that Wednesday before.
Well, you're about to have teeth surgery.
Yeah,
so you better get all your stuff.
I better get some gumbo right now.
That's right. You better have a good meal tonight.
I mentioned this live on the show Tuesday with you, Bob, but I really found I want to get Dima's spin on this too. I thought it was really interesting that Commissioner Gill, when he gave his State of the Conference address, he specifically mentioned how football is doing well and baseball has never been better. And he mentioned soccer. He mentioned softball. He mentioned women's basketball. He mentioned all the sports and how not one mention of men's basketball.
Did you hear anything from him, Dima, and then Kelly can answer this too, any specific response from him as to what they are doing or going to do to address basketball?
No, not anything specific. And I'm sure, you know, Kelly talked to him more about basketball than I did. I asked him a lot more baseball questions. But it's certainly something that he was asked about it in the main stage event. And he said that it's something that we're working on and we're trying to get everything we can to get these things done. I asked him about the 4-game road swings.
I did too. Yeah.
And why that's the case. And he said, well, it's based on rotation. And he said, if we hear from head coaches that they don't want to continue with that, we're going to try to go away from that. And I don't know about you guys, but I haven't heard a single head coach who's been in favor of it.
Not
so I don't
one.
Know what he's
Not
waiting
one.
On.
And this is the third year that he has mentioned specifically in interviews, we're looking at ways to improve men's basketball. I said, can you share with us any ideas that are on the table to make men's basketball? Well, I'm not really comfortable sharing any of those ideas, other than I've heard people complain about the 4-game road trips and things like that. He did go a little bit further, though, and say that in the new college sports realm, basketball is an animal like no other.
Sure.
Because of he called it an irrational marketplace. Where if you think football players are being paid way too much money, he said basketball, it's ridiculous because, first of all, there are fewer of them, right? And because there are fewer of them, they can command even more money. But other than that, he didn't really say any specifics as to what they're trying to do. But the fact that in his statement on the State of the Conference, he didn't even mention men's basketball. I just found that really interesting. Am I overplaying that or not?
Maybe a little bit, probably not, you know, significantly. I mean, it seems like it's one of the big three sports. You know, and you'd think you'd mention it. One thing that was interesting to me, and I asked Gerard Parker this, who's the head coach at Troy, you know, when we have all these events, you know, we hear so much about James Madison, or James, how Bob says
Dan
it.
Madison.
Yeah, there you go. We hear so much about that. And I asked Coach Parker at Troy in the main stage event, and I said, listen, you guys won the West, you won men's basketball, you lost in the championship in women's basketball, your baseball team got to the World Series, and your softball team is pretty dang good too. Why are you guys not being named right now kind of the champions of the Sun Belt? You know, like, why is Troy not talked about on the same level as James Madison?
What
you feel
said?
Like you fly under the radar? And he says, yeah, we fly under the radar, and we're not sure why. He says, we've been doing just about everything you can. They won in all three of the big sports, you know, and it's a little surprising to me.
And I'll tell you what I feel bad about is that every year it wouldn't matter who they had on their rosters. Poor Georgia State, yeah, and Louisiana Monroe.
Sad.
Yeah, they're always going to get picked last. Yeah. And when they were Billy Napier, the new coach at James Madison, who used to coach at Louisiana, was asked, who's the best coach in this league? And he said, Bryant Vincent, the head coach at Louisiana Monroe. Mm-hmm. He said, you think some of you do something with nothing? This guy has no business winning any games.
Well, think what they're up against, Kevin.
Yeah.
They recruit against Louisiana Lafayette. Louisiana Tech is right down the road. LSU, Tulane, Southern Miss, all in their backyard. Just in their backyard. Difficult, difficult.
And do you know it's been 26 years since Monroe has played Tech?
Really?
They're, 30 miles apart?
Well, they're not even that. They're like 20 minutes from each other.
That's gonna be a
rivalry. I stayed in Monroe last year for the Ruston game, for Louisiana Tech game on the road, and I stayed in a hotel in Monroe, and it was probably 15 minutes from the stadium.
Yeah. And nobody had any reason as to why Louisiana Tech and Louisiana Monroe had not played each other. But the creating of rivalries, and Sonny Cumbie was big on this at Tech. He said the rivalries with Southern Miss and now with Louisiana Monroe and Louisiana and Troy. He said, we should have been in this league all along. And he said, I'm so glad that it worked out. And when you get to hear the interview that I got to do with Sonny Cumbie, the money that Louisiana Tech is going to save in travel expenses.
Oh, for sure.
Travel expenses alone, Bob. Now, remember, they had a league that they had Delaware, yeah, and New Mexico State.
How absurd is that, really? Delaware.
That they had to...
The Blue Hens.
Yeah, that they'd have to make these trips. The amount of money that Louisiana Tech is going to be able to save just being in the Sun Belt.
Wouldn't you travel to Delaware to watch a Louisiana Tech, Delaware Hens women's basketball game? I mean, come on.
Well, I was hoping for the swim match. You know, that would be the best one.
That would be even more exciting.
I actually asked Keith Gill if Louisiana Tech was, you know, when that spot opened up, if that was the one they just kind of centered in on from the start and didn't really look at anyone else. And he didn't answer it really. He didn't say yes, but he like basically said yes, because he said, well, when we looked at all the teams. He said Louisiana Tech checked off all of our boxes. They're in a regional rivalry with all these teams and all these things, which we all knew when they entered the league. But it sounded like to me that when that spot opened, they went, Tech.
I think it was perfect. And I think it's a step forward for the league to replace Texas State with Louisiana Tech.
And I wanted to ask you this, Dima, because you asked him more of the baseball questions. The biggest complaint I've heard from fans across the Sun Belt is, why is the baseball tournament continuing to be in Montgomery, Alabama, when clearly fans aren't going to go there, other than the Southern Miss fans and the South Al fans and the Troy fans, who are geographically closest?
Quickly, the answer?
The answer is just simply that somebody made the contract too long. I mean, it goes to 2031, and there's not really any way out of it. That's really the answer. I mean, I don't know if they necessarily want it there either.
Didn't they just renew the contract?
Yeah, about 2 years ago. That's what I'm saying, but it went to 2031, so they're there for the long haul.
Well, that's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
The next 6 years, I mean, they're in.
All right, guys, good coverage. We're gonna start our football coverage next week. And football countdown just right around the corner. It's hard to believe. The guys did a great job, gathered lots of interviews for us to bring you.
And in the news and notes section next, we're going to be talking about some NCAA proposed rule changes. I think you'll find these interesting.
All right, as we head to the break, don't forget about our great friends at Jewel Masters. That's where you take your gold and silver to get top dollar cash. Confidential, fast. They've been doing it longer than anybody. Marty Vick will give you more money for your gold and silver than any other jeweler in town. And do not be fooled. of the Johnny Come Latelys. Take your gold and silver to Jewel Masters. Eagle Hour continues next.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, you can't catch our show live every day at 1 o'clock. You can always find us, what do they say, on the interweb. Is that
right? That what they call it?
Is that what they call it now?
Well, hopefully it's always.
The interweb.
Yeah, well, yeah, some days you can't catch us at all.
let's move on, fellas.
Yeah, okay.
Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Y'all are terrible. On Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Yeah, you're right. Alexa or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you.
Hopefully. I mean, I'm standing I'm standing on the roof with an antenna with a wrapping or aluminum foil around.
Especially on Mondays.
Rainy days
that's
and
a little,
Mondays.
That's a little inside joke.
Always get
a little inside joke around here. Hey, Kelly, if you were going to cater an event, who would you call?
I would call Dickies.
Right.
Dickies does a great job, man. And it doesn't matter whether it's a small group. You don't think, oh, our group's not very big. They're not going to want to mess with us. No, not true. And I'm telling you, the side dishes, too, that you can choose from.
And the food's good. They'll cater an event from 5 to 500 people. It just doesn't matter. Justin Harris and his great staff. And Justin's such a great friend of our program. We want everybody to do their catering business with Dickies.
You said a small group of five. I told him some of my friends were coming over. He said, so three?
All right, David, you said you got a lot of news and notes, so let me get out of your way.
Yeah, let's start with basketball first. Southern Miss, William Carey, Governor's Cup not happening this season in basketball. That was a source confirmed that to me this morning. And no Southern Miss, William Carey in men's basketball this season.
Do we know why?
I do know why. I just don't know if I can report it yet. So if that information comes out soon, we will report that. And then Southern Miss was able to name a new men's tennis coach, Nathan Horner. Horner most recently served as the director of tennis at Marist, and he was the MAAC Men's Tennis Coach of the Year. And Marist went 8-0 in league play. 11-6. He led the men's and women, so he was 8-0 in the men's at 15-6, and then 11-6 for the women's. So new tennis head coach for Southern Miss. But really, the big news is the NCAA baseball rules subcommittee got together and started talking about some changes for next season. Number one, the automatic ball strike challenge system, which is ABS, which this is something that the SEC introduced at the tournament. The NCAA has now approved ABS for all sport for the entire division. So if you have the ability to do it in your stadium, you can have the ABS system. So that we could see that here at Southern Miss, we could see that there. So where it's available, Division I college baseball can use ABS, and that's something that will eventually get approved in the next week or two. It's just one final approval vote that's expected to pass. Now, these are the other proposed rules that will get debated on at that meeting next week. Bat sensor technology for collecting in-game data will be allowed, which hasn't always been allowed. There will be no more electronic offensive signals. So you're no longer able to use electronic devices to communicate offensive signs anymore. Gameplay changes. Double first bases, which we've seen each other miss, are now required for all games and to recruit improve player safety. Offensive conferences. So when the batter takes a step out of the box and goes and talks to the hitting coach, you only can have six per game now. Extended, you're going to like this, Bob, extended replay reviews.
Oh, come on.
Teams can challenge fair or foul calls in any tag play, regardless of where it occurs on the field.
Too much of that already.
Yeah, and but they are going to help as far as pace of play. A new 30-second clock would be used in between batters during mound visits and offensive timeouts. So 30 seconds, which is awesome. I think that would be interesting. Really good pace for play. There's also a couple of experimental rules that they want to apply. 2 disengagement per batter for pitchers. So that means you can only try a pickoff at first twice. The third one would be a balk or an out. 3 batter minimum for relief pitchers. So you can't just bring in a relief pitcher for one at bat anymore, if that makes sense. So all of those are proposed rule changes, except for the ABS that was approved.
Now one of the sciences one was the data collecting. What was that again, Dima?
It was the bat sensor technology for collecting in-game data would be allowed as a permissible rule.
So Jason Baker would have more crap to tell us about that we have no idea what it is.
Well, I
you guys are on
that's
roll.
Terrible. Boy, he does a great job, Kelly.
You guys are just terrible today.
I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm just saying a lot of that stuff is way over.
What was that?
It might be way over your head.
Did someone take a shot at Kelly? Is that what that noise was?
I think the station's falling apart. Not a shocker. But
no. Hey, look, we were scheduled to have General Jeff Hammond on the show today. A number of factors have prevented that. We're going to reschedule him for Monday. What a great man. And I want to get him back on the show Monday and bring that interview to everybody.
You know, he would be a great guest on Legends with Bob Getty, the podcast.
Well, by coincidence, Kelly, you can find that as of right now on Spotify and Apple.
I had no idea.
Tremendous response to it, too. I don't think it has anything to do with the host, obviously. I think it has to do with the guest.
That's just really weird that you mentioned Jeff Hammond, and I just happened to bring it up, and it's available today?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to let you go to New Orleans anymore, Kelly. You've been a little odd since you got back here. And I did want you to know.
Look at him wiping his eyes right now.
Yeah, we did have Marshant Kenny. He was on alert. He was ready with bail money and ready to drive. And he did say that on the show.
Well, good for him, because I actually did talk my way out of something.
The general just confirmed. So the general will be on the show at 1:40 Monday afternoon, and we'll really look. It's always an honor to talk to him, no question about it. All right, guys, great job down in New Orleans, and football previews start here within the next few days, right here on the Eagle Hour. Till Monday, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.